Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. Longtime Tabor City Town Manager Alan Leonard has a new title, Trustee. Leonard is now a member of the Board of Trustees at Southeastern Community College. He served as manager for Tabor City as well as administrator for several towns in Columbus County before retiring. He is still Capital Projects Director for Tabor City and the Redevelopment Director for Fair Bluff. Southeastern North Carolina and Columbus County dodged a weather bullet yesterday. An expected line of strong storms lost much of its power before making it into our area, bringing instead some much badly needed rainfall. We are still seeing drought conditions in Columbus County, so every bit of rain is welcome. Tributes are being posted across the nation as former President Jimmy Carter died yesterday at 100 years of age in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. Carter was president from 1977 to 1981. He and his wife, Rosalind, were married for 77 years. He taught Sunday school for decades and volunteered with Habitat for Humanity into his 90s. The Holiday Booze It and Lose It campaign is well underway and will continue through this Sunday, January 5th. After a banner year for seatbelt usage in North Carolina, driving while impaired citations have actually gone up slightly this fall. The North Carolina Highway Patrol and local law enforcement are conducting sobriety checkpoints on both major and secondary roads to cut down on impaired driving. Here are some events that will be going on this week. The Lake Waccamaw State Park will hold their annual first day hike on Wednesday afternoon from 2 till 3 p.m. You can meet at the Visitor Center and enjoy a 1.5-mile guided walk where you can learn more about Bay Lakes and Lake Waccamaw's unique nature. Meanwhile, the North Carolina Museum of Science will host a walk along the Lumber River Saturday over in Fair Bluff. You can meet at the boat ramp right around 10 a.m., and the boardwalk is wheelchair accessible. You can find out more about the Lumber River, flood control efforts, and the diverse species of wildlife along the river. And parking will be available at the Visitor Center. And if the Riverwalk might be too challenging, bring your little ones to the mini hike along the tree trail at the museum. An educator will lead the 2:30 p.m. hike where you can find out more about the museum as well as looking for wildlife, meeting painted life-size animals, playing some games, and getting outside for a while. And the Blood Connection will host the Jenna Jenkins Scholarship Blood Drive today at Amy School of Dance in Chadburn from 1 till 6. Every donor will receive $40 in rewards, and donations will help fund a local scholarship. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.